Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the PF Women's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Liz Capano. It's so wonderful to be back with you again, ladies. Oh, I hope that each and every one of you is enjoying this season as we prepare for Christmas and the holidays, time with family, friends, loved ones, all the cool parties we're going to, all the cool gatherings, of course, the great food. I hope you are all able to tune into the show that gave us some tips about healthy eating during the holidays. I know it's tough. Trust me. I think we all struggle with that. There's so many goodies out there during the holidays, so it's a time that we really have to be diligent, right, ladies? You know how difficult it can be, but I hope that you all are truly enjoying the season, as we should, in celebration of our King. What a great, what a great time to really focus upon the things that we're grateful for, and the hope and the just the wonderful life experiences we have when we walk with the Lord, and how much we can trust Him for all things and everything. And it's just a great time of reflection and celebration of His birth and just who He is to each and every one of us. So I pray that each of you are experiencing this season with joy and gladness and are excited for what's ahead. So today's show is about lessons to learn in the hallways of life. I read a really great devotional by a woman by the name of Sarah Coleman, and it just spoke to my heart, and I wanted to share it with each of you because I think this is also a time of year where we do a lot of contemplation, right, about next year, and a lot of times we're planning for those, you know, fabulous New Year's resolutions, ladies, and I think we all have them, whether we write them out or really are intentional about and purposeful about those goals. We all have something in our mind or in our heart that we'd like to see change. And for many of us, it's the physical. I think a lot of us focus. I think that's the number one on everybody's list is to get physically healthier, whether it's weight or strength or whatever the case may be, eating healthier. But, you know, for a lot of us, for 2017, you know, we felt like we are stuck in a hallway. And so I wanted to talk about that today and some lessons you can learn when you're stuck in the hallways of life. And for the most part, when you look at a hallway, a dimly lit hallway, some feelings that kind of come to our heart and mind are maybe fear, maybe kind of an unsteady feeling, like what's down that hallway for us. And hallways can seem to be kind of scary, especially when you don't know what's behind the door. But I want to help us to have a different perspective about hallways and how God uses hallways to help us grow. And sometimes God will put us in a hallway of life intentionally. Of course, everything that God does is intentional. But sometimes we need to have some intentional rest or respite. Sometimes we need to have an intentional diversion from where we've been and where we're going. And so I want to talk about that today. You know, there are some studies and statistics out there that say that we spend about one-third of our lives asleep. 9 years watching television. That's crazy. And women, here's a funny little tidbit. Women spend about a year and a half of their lives cleaning. That's just an average. And, of course, that figure is significantly less for men. I know there's some guys out there that help around the house. Thank you, fellas. But, you know, has anybody ever calculated how much time the average Joe spends in a hallway or the hallways of life? Isaiah 22:22 says this, "I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open." This scripture reassures us that when God closes a door, he opens another. But what happens when a door closes and another one doesn't open? How do we handle life in the hall? You know, there's a feeling of longing to move when you're stuck in the middle. You want to just move on. Ready to run, but no baton has been passed to you. Life is moving all around you, but you feel like you're standing still. Hallways are sometimes blank, small and empty spaces, a means to an end, the prelude to a main event. But imagine a home with no hall, or an office building without a corridor, where doors lead from one room to another with no transition. It would be unpleasant and awkward, frankly. Halls are more valuable than they seem. Transitions are a natural part of life. I mean, if you look at it from the human perspective, human babies have a 9-month gestation. Toddlers learn to crawl before they walk. Teenagers receive a learner's license before they get their actual license. Couples typically are engaged before they married. The transitory purpose is more than optional, it is necessary. And the Bible is full of examples of people in transition. Here are some examples. Joseph, he was in the hallway of prison. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. David's vestibule was a cave. Jesus's hallway, one of Jesus's hallways, was 40 days of prayer and fasting. And Paul's metamorphosis was blindness. As you can see, hallways sometimes and usually they aren't as pleasant as we'd like them to be, but they and they're not these lead me beside the still water experiences. They are stifling at times, yet they're vital in moving forward. We have to find reasons in our heart to be thankful for the hallway. And here are some of those reasons. We embrace the hallway. An example is like an interior designer. They might explain the hall as a cleansing of the palate, if you will. Hallways give respite from the business of the previous room and prepare you for the sensory stimulation of the next. I love that. I'm going to repeat that. Hallways give respite from the business of the previous room and prepare you for the sensory stimulation of the next. You know, I love that sentence because I think about how God prepares us from one place to another and how absolutely essential it would be from going from one season of doing something, maybe in ministry or just in your life, whatever it is you have going on, but having that time of respite and restoration before God takes you to that next place. I love that the Lord does that for us. And it is true. The same is true for our lives. We need those hallways. We need space between projects. It's necessary. Jumping from one stage of life headlong into another, it's actually not wise, ladies. Why? Because it's a recipe for burnout. All of us have been there, right? Where we feel like we just have nothing left to give. We're capped. We take on project after project after project, goal after goal after goal. And ladies, rest is so imperative for the growth of who we are as human beings from every perspective, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. In fact, and I've said this many times on this show before, ladies, you know, muscle does not grow when you're lifting weights or causing a strain to that muscle. It doesn't grow during those moments. Muscle grows in the rest. You have to rest, and the body has to do a recuperation to all of those tears that you do. So for instance, if you're a weightlifter and you're lifting weights and you're pumping all that iron, the lady or the man isn't building the muscle in those moments. It's when they actually rest. And in those times of recuperation, it's when the muscle builds. And that's a really good example for how we should look at when the Lord takes us through trying spiritual times or when we're trying to grow spiritually. We need to have rest at the feet of Jesus, and that's where growth will take place. You know, hallways really truly are a time of rest. The exasperation of upheaval can heighten stress, but relax, enjoy the break. Learn to stop and smell the roses. Embrace the hallway because, ladies, guess what? We won't be there forever. So the first is embrace the hallway. Second, your worth is found in Christ. Plenty of people are secure in ministry or career. However, take it away and they crumble in a heap. Significance is through Christ, not what you do. Ladies, and I've said this before, and please don't take this the wrong way, but you can't love the ministry. The ministry can't be the love of your life. Jesus has to be the love of your life. And he is the reason why we do ministry, because if you love Jesus, you love people, and that's why we do what we do. So significance is found only through Christ, and being comfortable doing nothing is actually a good sign. If you find yourself going stir crazy, take a look at where you find validation. You're loved by an almighty God, the creator of all. He loves you because you are his. Let go of doing and focus on being his child, being alive, being whole. The hallway will sort itself out. What happens in the hallway will change you forever, and that's the third point. Hallway moments take a whole lot of patience and trust. You can ask questions, just don't expect answers. Kick and scream, but in the hall, nobody's going to hear. It's a process. You know, the hallway is an experience that I feel like I've been in for 2017. My hallway has been a time of reshift, refocus, the Lord putting certain priorities in my heart to focus on, one of which has been my health that I've been taking pretty seriously. And it's during this time where I feel like I've been in a waiting pattern. You know, in the hallway, ladies, it seems sometimes like the focus is on unmet desires or unmet expectations. I don't want our focus to be on those things. It's okay to understand. It's okay to validate that, yes, we have certain things that we'd like to accomplish. We have certain things that we'd like to have, whether it be relational or in ministry or whatever the case may be, whether it's your longing for marriage or children or whatever it is. We don't want to take the hallway experience to focus on the things that we lack, but yet focus on the King of Kings and focus on what he's doing in our character. Focus what he's showing us, that he can truly fulfill all those unmet expectations. God can, and he does. We have to allow him to. So I want us to be very aware as we transition into this new year. Oftentimes we focus on those things that we'd like to accomplish or things that we'd like to attain that we didn't in the year before. But if you find yourself in a hallway experience and you're in the midst of waiting, I want you to know that this is a perfect place for intentional respite, intentional pursuit, intentional rest, intentional understanding of who God is and who he created and designed you to be. First and foremost, a worshiper, but God does want to fulfill all the longings and the desires of your heart, even without the fruition of that one thing coming to pass. God can and he will bring you peace which surpasseth all understanding. He will bring such joy everlasting. And I want that to be the focus of going into this new year, because we are creatures that really follow seasonal changes. It's just who God's character is, and it's who we are. So when a new year comes, it does bring a lot of hope and expectation. But I want our hope to be in him and focus in on who he is. So, you know, I wish I could tell you that I always practice what I preach, but I have yelled and questioned and struggled through the depths and the darkness of my perplexing hallways. But through the hall, I can tell you that I've grown. I've learned to trust God without all the answers. I've learned to wrestle and be left with a limp. I've learned to be angry and not take it out on others. I've learned to wait for God's timing and his favor to collide. I've learned to love him when things weren't going according to the plan in the blank, claustrophobic, awkward hallway. But transition births momentum, passion, and enthusiasm, for the next phase, a hope of things to come. So hold on, girlfriend. You will not be in the hallway forever. Your time will come. God is about to open a door that no man can shut. So savor your time in the hallway, for the next phase is explosive. And remember, ladies, that we didn't come this far to only come this far. God expects us to run our race. The finish line is at the threshold of heaven, and even there we'll continue. We'll continue to praise and adore him. We have so much to be grateful for, so much to be thankful for, and I, ladies, am so thankful for each one of you. I am thankful for the hallway experiences. I'm thankful for the times that we've been able to come together. And with that in mind, ladies, just remember that we have Stronger coming up. I'm so excited for Stronger in March. Ladies, you got to be there. March 23rd through the 24th. You can register now. This is a premier leadership conference. For all of you that are in leadership or desire to be, this is the place for you. This is a place where you will add to your tool bag. You will get so much value from the speakers that we have. time of great connection. So I hope to see you there. Get on over to women.penflorida.org, or you can just search PF Women in your Google search bar. It'll take you to the site. Get registered. We love you. Hope to see you. And until next week, have a good one, ladies. Goodbye.